Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rebel Room Postgame Edition. Ryan Green, Raymond Brewer here to discuss UNLV, San Diego State, UNLV's Mountain West Conference home opener. 76-66 victory for the Rebels. A tale of two halves. UNLV down 39-33 at the half. Goes on to win it with a 43-27 effort in the second half, in which they pretty much turned on a dime. With the way this game was going, and it was UNLV's first game back at the Thomas and Mack Center since December 19th. So almost a full month away from the T&M, UNLV comes back to a crowd of 14,530, welcomes themselves back in grand fashion at the end of the day, Ray. And boy, at halftime, you knew there was one way UNLV was going to win this game, and that was by pretty much just manning up. They were just dominated on the boards. They had not played the game at the tempo they wanted. It was a very fast-paced, not a half-court game, which they were accustomed to. And it really, I thought, had the look of a game almost like a Kansas State or a USC, where they were just kind of being controlled by a bigger physical team.
I agree. Very crucial in Mountain West play to hold serve at home. UNLV down by six at half, and you're right, I'm thinking the same thing. Here we go again, just like K-State, just like USC. But give the coaching staff credit. Save that halftime speech, save those adjustments, because the tinkering that you couldn't do against K-State, maybe, something clicked today, and they definitely were more physical, obviously, in the second half. And their shots were falling, which is always crucial for a team that kind of lives around the perimeter. And they definitely rallied. And two things that stand out on the score sheet, they made their foul shots. 21 of 25, you know, including, like, Bryce made two big foul shots, which, I mean, he's not the guy you're going to have take the technical shot. And defense, I think it's very overlooked for this team. San Diego State, 2 of 16 from three. Granted, they're a very weak team in the backcourt, and San Diego State gives UNLV a little help, 16 of 28 from the line. Ryan, you were courtside. The Rebels rallied in the second half. I say defense, and like you said, manning up was the key. What stood out for you in this one, guy?
Well, you know, I'm gonna just kind of add on what you said. The defense, turning up the heat on defense, UNLV. San Diego State, 8 assists, 20 turnovers. And in the second half, 3 assists, 11 turnovers. So, you know, we knew that if San Diego State's guard play wasn't there tonight, you know, starting with DJ Gay, it was going to be a rough night for the Aztecs. And Gay, who we profiled coming into this game, is he's kind of holds the key to this team's success, because he's the one guy who can be the calming influence on this offense. 5 points, 2 assists, 5 turnovers, 4 fouls, 1 of 6 from the floor. Just was pretty much ineffective, and credit UNLV on that end.
Yeah, 32 minutes for DJ, non-factor at all. UNLV did struggle a little bit on the inside, especially on the glass. San Diego State, Ryan, 15 offensive boards. Not a formula for success for UNLV, and I know Coach talked about that in his post-game. Gave the quote of... maybe the fellas should come up with a drill at practice, because whatever I'm doing isn't working. Obviously joking, but it is a telltale sign. You can't give up that many boards. Out-rebounded by 9, but the 15 offensive boards, not good.
And it's a sign of just a recurring problem, because in 3 Mountain West Conference games, UNLV is allowing an average of 15.3 offensive rebounds a game. That is not good. And, you know, in the 2 wins, you look at it, you know, it hasn't really killed them. At BYU, it helped kill them. But, you know, they found good ways to cover it up so far in their 2 wins. You know, Kendall Wallace hitting 7 threes covers it up pretty well at New Mexico. And, you know, San Diego State pretty much just not being able to shoot and turning the ball over in the backcourt covers it up in this game. Well, plus Chase Stanback and Trey Willis getting hot on the offensive.
Yeah, UNLV... to their credit, just played the 3 toughest teams in the league, BYU, New Mexico, San Diego State, went 2-1. Nothing wrong with that.
You tell every UNLV fan that you're going to go 2-1 in those first 3 games. And
they'll
I think it's, yeah.
They'll take it for sure. What was real cool for me is, of course, Kendall had that great game at New Mexico, and the first time he touched the ball, literally every one of those 14, 5, 30 guys in the crowd stood up for the three, and he made that first one. Great electricity on that one play. It really stood out for me. UNLV rocking and rolling. Great second half. The one thing I thought that hurt him at BYU in the loss is that it was Trevon and then a bunch of other components. Well, today it was a balanced attack. Sure, Trevon had 23, 10 of 13 from the line, but other guys contributed. Oscar, I think, has become a great point guard. He had 6 assists, 12 points in 22 minutes. Obviously, Standback, 18 points in 32 minutes, 5 boards, and just some little things. Anthony Marshall, the stat line, Ryan, doesn't look like, wow, this guy had a great game. You know, 1 of 6, but he had 5 boards, 2 steals. He played great defense, and he was real athletic. That one was a dunk where he went coast to coast. Looked great, but the play before that, he blocked Billy White. There was a foul called
after
on the play.
After the foul call, yeah.
But that was awesome. Showed his. I mean, that kid has got some crazy hops.
And, you know, he showed some of that at New Mexico when he picked off standing flat-footed. He jumped and picked off the Darius Garry inbound or entry pass from the corner. And, you know, Anthony, you talk about this is a kid who's shown that he can be a pretty good stopgap for this team at the point guard spot. Very strong with the ball. He's not going to turn it over. You know, Oscar gets in early foul trouble. Oscar only played 22 minutes. Anthony played 23. He had to run the point for much of the first half and was very good in doing so. Very athletic, very, you know, his presence is felt when he's out there on the defensive end especially, and a very strong point guard. But, you know, two guys that you mentioned that I want to talk about, you know, we've sang Trevon Willis's praise left and right so far. A kid who in 3 Mountain West games this year has scored 67 points. You know, Oscar Belfield and Chase Stanback. Let's start with Oscar. This is a guy who 12 points, an off offensive night for him. Let's be real. He had a couple of nice shots, but you know, a good amount of those points came late. Wasn't a force early offensively, but a guy who had 2 assists at halftime, and then assisted UNLV's first 4 baskets of the second half. 6 assists, 1 turnover for the night, giving him 22 assists and 5 turnovers in Mountain West play so far in 3 games. And this is a guy who I think Lon Kruger at this point has pretty much handed the keys to the offense and said, just make it work, because I think the trust, I mean, it's always been there, but right now the kid's in his zone, not from in terms of scoring, but in terms of just running the offense calmly and smoothly.
And when you look at the backcourt of Willis and Belfield, arguably the best in the league, and the one thing they are, they're steady. They don't turn the ball over much. They make good decisions, and they get the ball in the shooter's possession, you know, a way where the shooter has a good
look.
Not
taking a lot of bad shots.
It's not a team that is going to it's kind of like the New York Jets with Mark Sanchez. Hasn't had a turnover in 3 weeks. The Jets are in the second round of the playoffs. You know, if you limit the mistakes in any sport, you're going to see some success. And with those two in the backcourt kind of driving the Cadillac up and down the Thomas and Mack, good things are happening. And if we could get a few more players for UNLV to contribute, then I think good things will happen. But a good start, obviously, tonight. Good win over a good San Diego State team. Remember, Ryan, San Diego State beat UNLV 3 times last night.
Yeah.
I mean, last year.
There was some revenge factor there, definitely. And you mentioned guys stepping up around those two. And the one who's showing that he might be ready to do it consistently is Standback. 18 points, like you said, 5 boards, 4 steals, 7 of 12 from the floor, taking those mid-range shots, getting great lift on them, and just being consistent with it, being strong, and showing a lot of confidence. And that's what Lon Kruger's really wanting to see out of this kid. You know, he hits that shot to open the second half, an 18-footer on the left baseline. It gets a shooter's roll and goes in, and he just slammed his fist down. He was pumped up, he was into it, and he just kind of was in his zone from there. And then you take that all the way until there was about 45 seconds left in the game. He grabs a defensive rebound with them up 8, the game's already in the bag, and has a San Diego State player reaching for the ball and all over him, flings him around, and basically throws the guy to the floor. I mean, it was impressive. And the kid is showing a lot of emotion right now. And, I mean, if they get this out of him consistently, that's quite the three-headed monster with Standback, Willis, and Belfield.
And remember, he could play. I mean, he was at UCLA, probably would be their best player right now. And it's taken a while. You had the year off when you redshirt. It's taken a while for him to get back into the flow, but he's had a lot more great performances than poor performances, and this is definitely shown. Everybody contributed, I will tell you. I know there's some Chopper Jones fans out there. He had played 5 minutes today, had two boards, didn't hurt UNLV.
Again.
There's something about this kid. Like, he is so he's got some energy. He's one of these.
But the thing is, for some reason, a lot of fans just hate to hear that. Yeah. I don't understand it, because this is a guy who, look, all you Steve Jones, all you Chop Jones haters out there, email us, call us, whatever, when the kid actually costs them a game.
Yeah.
He plays a handful of first half minutes every game. He's not killing you. Let it go.
And two things that stand out for me. One, any timeout, first guy off the bench greeting his teammates. Two, and this is probably something that you and me see because we've been to some practices. In practice, man, he D's up real hard against that first team offense, and that's absolutely invaluable. And it really drives me nuts sometimes when people go on the message boards or wherever and rip a kid. I could see if it's – I mean, I hate to rip a kid, period.
Yeah.
But a kid that works this hard and is not hurting you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to come in and hit 7 3-pointers. He's not going to come in and D up against the other team's best player, but he's going to work his tail off at practice and get you ready. He is going to be a spark plug on game days, and if you need him to go in 5 minutes, he's not going to take the ball to the hole. He's not going to shoot a three, but he could catch the ball and pass it, kind of like me. I inbound the ball, and then I get out of the way. That's what he's doing.
And look, if you think there's a team out there that doesn't need a kind of guy like that, you're wrong. I mean, one of the best of all time was Josh Pastner at Arizona, the first guy off the bench, the hard energy guy in practice. He helped them win a national championship at Arizona in 1997. You know, look, championship teams have these guys. Every team has these guys. Get over it.
Okay. UNLV, Ryan, 14-3 overall, 12-1 in league. I think that 14-3 is probably a little better than you and me both thought at this stage in the game.
Yeah.
Utah on Saturday, which is a game that it's going to be it's not San Diego State, it's not BYU, but Utah does play decent, and then the schedule kind of relaxes a little bit. Now, I know last year when it relaxed, we had a little bit of a problem at TCU, a little bit of a problem at Colorado State, but I'd have to think UNLV likes where they're at.
UNLV is in a great position to go on a nice little run, and Christine and I talked about this in the podcast on Saturday after the New Mexico game, saying if they could get by San Diego State, they're in prime position for a run, because look, for as loaded as the front end of this conference schedule is, it's only going to pay dividends at the end. You're going to get these tough tests. You're going to become a tougher team. And then you're going to play the Wyomings, Air Forces, Colorado States, TCUs of the world. You know, Utah up and down this year, a team that, like San Diego State, lacks quality point guard play and that UNLV probably could exploit in that regard. And if they win on Saturday, in a very prime position to make some noise, get back on the national radar next week with those two road trips with revenge at hand.
Yeah, and the thing that I found this year with UNLV, they are prepared every game. I mean, I think the schedule aligned for them where they had the breaks at the right time. And even when they lost at BYU, they came back. They had basically one day in a shoot-around, and they came back for New Mexico, were crisp, sharp, definitely rebounded and looked great. I think UNLV is doing some of the right things, and 14-3 overall, you can't complain.
Not at all. Any final comments from tonight's game?
I got my Steve Chopper Jones out of the way. I was following the game on our blog on Saturday against New Mexico, and the kid, I didn't even realize the kid was in the game. He played like 15 seconds. Next thing you know, there's four people blaming, you know, UNLV's deficit on the fact that the kid took his sweatshorts off.
It's a sad thing. Last thing I want to say, San Diego State, not only a solid quality team this year, going to be very good next year. Really don't lose much off this team. And, boy, a name to remember for a couple years in this league, Kawhi Leonard, 6'6", freshman forward, who was a top 50 recruit for the Aztecs, 13 points, 10 boards, has some trouble at the free throw line, needs a little more discipline on the offensive end, but the kid's got the body, the frame, to where he could really develop into one heck of a player. That's a kid who you think about 2 years down the road, maybe a year down the road, probably a first-team All-Mountain West performer.
Six offensive boards as well.
He's active.
He's active.
And he's good. And San Diego State is good, but they weren't good enough tonight. 76-66 UNLV at the Thomas and Mack. They'll be back in action Saturday night at 7 p.m. against Utah. For all your coverage of the Rebels, stay tuned here, LasVegasSun.com/Rebels. Every day we got new stuff for you. Best game day coverage you will find of the UNLV Rebels. Again, for all coverage, LasVegasSun.com/Rebels. For Ray Brewer, I'm Ryan Green. We look forward to talking to you again on Saturday. Until then, take care.